Well, hello, friends. I have a quick question for you. Have you been struggling with marketing your new business, or maybe you've been in business a while and you feel like either your marketing isn't working or you just don't know how to show up confidently? Great news. I've got a fun new live event training. It's going to be 3 days, May 1st through May 3rd, 2024 here. And it's at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time each day. That's a Wednesday through a Friday. I'm going to help you discover the three keys to unlock your marketing vibe. So what is your marketing vibe? It's what you need to be leveraging so that you can show up as your authentic self, right? And easily stand out from your competition and effortlessly connect with your right people. That's what we're going to do, is discover your three keys so you have them, you know them, you can show up confidently, you can be marketing your stuff in a way that feels comfortable to you. Okay. Make sure you sign up for the training. Scroll down right now in the show notes. You need to get registered, because when you get registered, you save your spot. You're going to get the printables that we're going to be working through during the 3 days of training. Plus, if you actually do the work, you can be entered to win a prize. And if you've been to my live events before, you know they can be really fun. Well, I hope that they're fun to you. They're a blast to me. Okay. And I usually get really good feedback on them. So I hope you'll show up. And I know people get so excited about entering the drawing to win. So super stoked about it. Y'all make sure you get registered, and I will see you on May 1st. Woohoo! Also, you can go to KimberlyBrock.com/vibe if you don't see the link down below. Okay, bye.
Well, hello, this is Kimberly Brock, and for over 20 years, I've been running my own businesses that have not only been profitable, but personally fulfilling to me. So now I'm on a mission to help other new business owners just like you make money doing what you love too. Now we're going to have some fun, so let's get started.
Well, hello, this is Kimberly. It's episode 111, and I am so glad that you're here today, because I'm talking to you today about you focusing on your objectives instead of your objections. And we're going to get into this, but this is about you and your mindset and what you're focusing on as you start and build your business. If you're new here, welcome. I am so glad that you found this podcast, because I have no doubt that it's going to help you along your business journey. If you are trying to turn your passions and skills into a business doing what you love, whether it be a product or a service, you are in the right place. I want to let you know there's a few things you need to do really quick. The first one is subscribe to this podcast, whatever player you're in, Apple, Spotify. Now, I've heard recently people found me on Audible. Whatever it is, hit follow or subscribe so that you don't miss out on any new episodes that are going to be dropped soon to help you start and build your new business. And also, did you know I have some free downloads for you? If you're new, I have a 16-step checklist to help you get your business started effectively. And I have a guide to help you really figure out your business idea. If you're kind of stuck in that stage, I have what's called an Ikigai guide. I know that's a weird term, but it's a Japanese word that means reason for being. And I want you to go down below and download it, because it's going to help you if you're kind of trying to figure out your business idea. And the big thing too is you need to join my Facebook group. Did you know I have a private Facebook group for new business owners like you? Yes, I do. And it's amazing. So many supportive, awesome women in there. So make sure you scroll down and click to apply to get in there. It's called Women Starting Businesses, Doing What We Love. And we would love to have you. I'm in there each week, and we've got fun posts and things that are going on. So I don't want you to miss out on getting plugged in. And if you've been listening a while, thank you so much to my loyal listeners. I wanted to read a review today. So this one is from Kate Bertram. It says, I love listening. So thank you, Kate, for this review. It says, I've always felt a longing for something more after stumbling upon this podcast and binge listening. I am finally starting to get ideas of what I want to do. Kimberly is so encouraging and full of knowledge. Love it. Oh, thank you so much, Kate. This means so much to me that you took the time to do this. And I sincerely hope it's helping you, and so glad that you're listening. If you've been listening a while and you've never rated this podcast, would you take 1 second? Literally, it will take you 1 second. Hit 5 stars, and that will just tell the world that this podcast is valuable. And it tells me that you find value in it too. And if you have 30 seconds, like Kate, to write a review, that means the world to me. And I have to tell you, I think it really helps bump my podcast up to Spotify and Apple. And it's a free way to do that. And if you're able to leave a review, not only does it just warm my heart, you have no idea, but it also just helps show this podcast to others like us. So that is it. Thank you so much for listening. On to the episode. Hello, everyone. How are you? How's it going? How's your week? How's your business? I hope you're in the Facebook group because I love to get updates from you on what's going on, your wins, things you're working on, all your imperfect action. It's just super, super exciting. So I always need updates. So make sure you share in the group. And today's a good episode. It's going to help you and make you think. You know, sometimes we've got to get a grip on our mind because our mind just gets us. Don't you agree? In all situations in our life, it's like our mindset can get the best of us sometimes. And today I wanted to talk to you about focusing on your objectives instead of your objections. Okay, it's kind of a tongue twister. Your objectives versus your objections, okay? And you're like, what is she talking about? Well, it's okay. I'm going to explain it, but I think it's good because I want you to really think about where your head is at right now. So stop and just think as you're, you know, maybe you're in the idea stage. Maybe you're just starting. You're like taking first steps. You're trying to get your DBA or your LLC or getting things set up. Or maybe you've just opened, you've launched, and you're just starting to sell. And I want to ask you right now, where is your head? Are you focusing on the negatives and the hard parts of starting and building this business? Or are you focused on the positive things, the things that you're achieving? Okay. And that's what I want you to realize today, because I want you to realize what's happening. If you're focusing on the negatives, which are all these objections that you're actually giving to your business, do you realize that those negative thoughts are actually turning into objections? And what do you think that does to you? Do you think that that's really going to help you? Now, some of you will say, well, I'm a realist, so I need to, you know, be able to know the negatives and the positives. And I get that because that's what I say to my husband when he says I'm being negative about stuff. And I'm like, well, I'm a realist. That's my claim to fame. I'm a realist. But sometimes it can get us in trouble because we're focusing on objections or what can go wrong or why things aren't going right instead of keeping our eye on the prize, instead of focusing on our objective. So let me kind of walk you through these real quick. So here are the two main objectives that you probably have while you're starting and building your business. One are the objections about yourself. Can I do this? Do I have what it takes? Will people want my product? Is it a good enough product, right? And how will I actually make money? How am I going to do this? How am I going to have time? Like, you've got all these objections to yourself. You're objecting against yourself. Does that sentence even make sense? But you are. You're like, I object. You're not good enough. I object. Your product or service isn't good enough. I object. You have no time. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know who to hire to get help. And you've got all this going in your head, and it is crowding the space for which you need to allow positive thinking. Okay, this is a journey. Starting and building a business is hard. I said this, I think, last week. Not everyone succeeds at business. Alert. Not everyone will build a successful business. A lot of times, the people that I see that have failed in the past is because they really didn't have a strategy. They just kind of went into it blindly and didn't get help, didn't have any other eyeballs in their business, didn't really get any feedback, didn't have a strategy, okay, which I'm trying to prevent with this coaching business, right? I'm a strategic coach. This is what I help people do because I don't want people failing. They don't have a strategy. And the second reason is they just kind of realized they didn't really want to be a business owner. They just wanted to go back to enjoying working for someone else and having a set salary and just showing up and leaving. And maybe it's not that fulfilling, but they realized just entrepreneurship isn't for them. And you know what? I don't fault people for that at all because I get it. As you all know, my husband is in technology sales. He doesn't own his own business as much as he and I both love entrepreneurship and businesses and all this. The reality of his situation with his career, it's that it's been amazing. It's been awesome. And right now he would never trade it.
it has developed him. I've talked about that. It's provided us with, you know, a really good income and insurance and all that. But what's fun is in our household, we kind of get the best of both worlds. We get the struggles of working for a corporation and we get the struggles of entrepreneurship because it is a struggle. It's a constant puzzle you're solving. Which way can I go? It's kind of like chess or the game Othello. Have y'all ever played Othello? I love that game. Here's a sad truth, just fun fact. I've never beaten my husband. So even though I'm good at strategy, I think he's extra good at strategy. I've never beat him. How sad is that? But have y'all ever played Boggle, the word scramble game where you come up with words? I don't think he's ever beat me in Boggle. So what does this say about our personalities? I don't know. I'm thinking this through right now. He's good at Othello. I'm good at unscrambling and making words. Who knows? Maybe we're good at the same things, just different versions of it. My point is, right? I would never fault you if you want to go back to having a regular job, right? Entrepreneurship is not for everyone. It's hard. But let me tell you, it can be one of the most rewarding and awesome things in your entire life, besides maybe, you know, finding your lifelong partner and getting married or having a child, right? I'm telling you, building a business is the coolest thing ever. It's so much fun. And when you're actually making money, it's the best feeling ever because everyone starts out kind of not really making any money. And then when you start making it, you're like, am I living in a dream world? This is amazing. Like, I'm doing what I love every day. But again, let's not forget, it's hard. It's like raising a kid. Your kid is the best thing in the entire planet, right? But if you really think about it, if you think about all the objections that you have, like how you just now focus on this child and your life kind of gets put to the side and, you know, how hard it is and all the responsibility, it's the same thing. It's the exact same thing, but you wouldn't trade it for the world, right? So people have objections about themselves. Is this you? Are you objecting and interjecting in your thought process? If you are, you need to stop. You need to stop objecting to yourself. You need to stop it. Okay. You have to be real about like, okay, maybe I do need to make my product better, but have facts to back it up. Have testers. Talk to a coach like me. Get help so that you're not flailing around and you don't waste time. And then you can get focused on the right things, right? The second thing that people are throwing up objections to is what others think. They're like, I object. Everyone thinks my product stinks. I object. Everyone's going to think my product stinks. I object. Everyone's going to think, why in the world is she starting a business? She doesn't have what it takes. You are assuming you know what other people think about you and your product. Okay? And I think that needs to stop. Here's the deal too, and I've told you this before. Your friends and the closest people around you will think it's cool what you're doing, but they're not really your clients and they're not going to get it. And that's okay. Okay. People that I know, my old friends and everybody love me for me because we have a bond because we knew each other from so long ago, right? Has nothing to do with my career choice. And I don't love them because of their career choice. I love them for who they are and the history that we have and the bond that we have, right? Don't worry about what the closest people around you think because they're always going to have a different opinion than most of the rest of the world that comes in contact with you and meets you for the first time in your business. So think about that. That's kind of a weird thought, but it's the truth, right? Most people that come in contact with me outside of my close friends and family are very grateful and thankful that I'm sharing all of my experience, right? And that you're getting insights into what it's like to run your own business. But the people around me aren't asking me stuff about businesses all the time. My husband is not asking me about how to start a business every day, even though we talk about entrepreneurship and all that stuff, but he's not trying to get free advice from me necessarily, and neither are my friends. They're not starting businesses. So stop worrying about what people think around you because really they're not thinking about it. What's the saying? I heard this a long time ago. And I think now I'm laughing because I think it was maybe like Dr. Phil like 20 years ago. And the only reason I know this is because my mother-in-law, I think, told me that Dr. Phil, and I think she still watches Dr. Phil. That Dr. Phil said this, you wouldn't worry so much about what people thought of you if you knew how little they really did. You wouldn't worry so much about what other people thought of you if you knew how little they really did think of you. It's not as often as you'd like to think. So don't flatter yourself that people are thinking about you and judging you all the time. When you're doing that, you're taking up headspace that you could be focusing on the objectives in your business. Okay? Stop worrying about what other people think. I heard one of, I think it's Stacey Bayman. She's a big life coach. She teaches life coaches. And she's saying, you know, a while back, I heard her say on a podcast or something that her life was totally like jacked up. And she's now a very successful life coach. And her family and friends are like, why in the world is she starting a life coaching business when her life was so screwed up? She had to put that aside and realize that now she's helping thousands and thousands of people, right? She's not perfect. She's not claiming to be perfect. She's like me with my business here, right? My businesses were not perfect. I made mistakes. Y'all know I've talked about it. I had way too much inventory. I realized when I was closing my businesses, the sad truth, inventory can be a nightmare. And all you product businesses out there, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. Inventory is a very common struggle, right? And so, no, we're not perfect. I'm not perfect at all. But if I had success, yes. And do I think that I can help people? Yes, it's the same with you too. Whatever you're doing, don't worry about the people that know you the most because they know you. And yeah, they know you're imperfect. We know the people that we love are imperfect, but you're pursuing your dream. You're going after this and you kind of have to put that aside because you have to realize they're going to love you anyways. They don't care what your career is. Okay. They really don't. They may talk about it at first and be like, why is she doing that? Or can she do that? Who cares? It's not even for you to know or to worry about. If they do, think about it. Who cares? You are doing this and you are pursuing what you know you have deep in your soul. You have God-given gifts you know are there. You've been waiting to use them. You want a fulfilling career. This is your time. Stop objecting to yourself by projecting your insecurities onto other people and thinking that they're the ones who are, you know, judging you. And then it's slowing you down and it's filling up your headspace. And you're not focusing on your objectives. So let me recap real quick before I move on. A lot of you are wasting a lot of time and energy focusing on the objections that you have about your business, whether it be objections to yourself or objections that you think other people have about you. This is making sense, right? You're conjuring up all this stuff that is just, it's just clouding up this clear vision that you know is there, okay? You have to redirect your thoughts, okay? So let's go on to part two of this, which you have to redirect your thoughts to focusing on your objectives, which is what you're set out to do. The whole reason you have done this, the whole reason you're listening to this podcast, the whole reason that you are pursuing this dream of yours. Here's some of the most common objectives that I hear you all say. You want to build a fulfilling career. Am I right? I think that's the big objective here. We want something that is fulfilling, that really fills our soul. That's who is here listening to this podcast. That is my niche. People who want to start a business with their passions and skills and want to build a fulfilling career, right? The second objective I get is you want to make a difference in this world with those skills. You all do. That's what I'm doing. I knew I had it in me before I started this business. Like, what am I doing? I almost opened a facial spa here in my area before I started this business when I realized, duh, I can help people start their own businesses doing what they love. And my world lit up. My heart was singing, literally. I was like, oh my gosh, I can help other people. There's so many out there that want to do this and they're scared and they don't know if they can. I'm using my gifts to make a difference. So are you. No matter how big or how small, you are set out to make a difference. That is a main objective that you have. Another objective for you, and this has to be, if it's not on your list, you need to add it right now, to be strategic and smart about how you are starting and building this business. That is an objective right now, to do this the right way. You're not just showing up and selling and not thinking. In today's world of small business, you cannot do that. You have to have an intentional strategy. You have to be smart about how you build this business. If you have never gotten help and you need someone to talk to, you know I'm here. You can contact me below. Just email me or you can DM me. Start with Kimberly Brock. Let me know what's going on and where your head's at. I can let you know if strategic coaching can help you. Don't flail around. Don't do this. You have to be strategic and smart. That is your objective right now. Okay? Taking the right steps so that you can build a sustainable business. You don't want one that goes out of business in 4 months or 8 months. You've got to have a strategy with how you are going to grow it. Okay? Another objective that many of you have is to make money doing what you love. Am I right? This is a big one, right? We set a fulfilling career, but I'm saying make money. Your objective for this business is to make money doing what you love, not build a hobby doing what you love. This is make money. And if you haven't listened to last week's, which was 110, go back and listen to that. Because I tell you, with the MOVE, move method, how you are going to make money with your business, doing what you love. Your objective is to make money, which goes back to the one I just mentioned a minute ago, which is being strategic. Because in order to make money, you have to be smart about this. Okay, there's too many of you that just kind of start this thing and then maybe you have an initial rush of business because you had demand built up and you told people and then it fizzles out because you really haven't put all the foundations in place. Okay? Your objective is to make money. So with all these objectives, these are the positive things to be focusing on, not those objections that we talked about a minute ago. We're focusing on objectives because that is what's going to push you forward. You're focusing on how you're going to make a difference. Remember last week I talked about your mission, how you're going to make a difference, how you are going to be strategic and smart about this, how you are going to make money, how you are going to produce the best product or service offering, right? But in doing that, you're focusing on your mission and how it makes a difference. So it really goes back to that. How are you going to make a difference for people? What are you doing every day that is going to make a difference in people's lives, no matter how big or how small? That's your biggest focus. Okay? And when you're doing that, you're focusing on this career of yours that is going to be so fulfilling because you're making a difference, right? That's the end result. But your objectives, making a difference, being strategic right now about what you're doing, that's what you need to focus on, and how you're going to make money. Because you can't just let this thing float on by because some of you out there, maybe you're already doing well at home and you don't really have that pressure because there's a lot of you that I work with. You don't have a ton of pressure that you have to make a ton of money and that's all good. But some of you in this position get a little not so motivated to make the money because you don't really have to have it. Like you want it, you want the money, but it's not like do or die, right? And so you get a little not so worried about the money. And I want to change your headspace on that because this business will get old if you're working so hard and you're not making money in the end because it's not a philanthropy either. As much as you feel philanthropic, some of you, that you're doing great things for people, you do have to be making money. Those are your objectives. This is what you should be focusing on. How do I make a difference? How do I make a difference for people? I do it by, you know, showing up all the time, by letting them know, by, you know, being visible, by inviting them in. Again, talking about last week's episode, inviting them to come a step closer, right? I've got to be strategic and I've got to make money. That's what you need to be focusing on. Making a difference, being strategic and making money. And in the end, you will build a fulfilling career for yourself and you will feel exhilarated and so happy that you got to use your God-given gifts and make a difference in this world and You had the brains and fortitude to make it successful. Okay, I could talk about this on and on. But today, catch yourself. If you start focusing on objections, either about yourself or what you, you know, your product or what other people think about you, stop yourself and focus on, I say, I'm going to redirect to the objectives. What's my objective? My objective is to make a difference for people. My objective is to be smart about my next steps. And my objective is to make money because this is a business. So that all in all, I build a fulfilling career that I truly love. That's what your objectives are, okay? I'm so happy you're here today. I want to invite you. If you are new here and you've never looked into coaching or my Grow Getters group, look into those below today. I offer one-on-one coaching. If you're the type that's like, you know what? I just need quick help. Just Kimberly and I, let's knock this out right now. You know I've got one-on-one coaching. Your second option is you can join my group program. It's called Grow Getters, and it's to help you get your business off the ground and making money consistently. I'm so excited about it. Some great changes are coming to it, even better than it was this year in 2022. So you can sign up and register your interest, and I'll be bringing in new members early 2022. So check that out below. I would love to have you. I would love to help you because believe me, you can do this. It's going to be hard. You need help, and I can't wait to see where this takes you. It's just oh so exciting. So that is it. Y'all have a great day. Focus on your objectives, and you too will build a successful business. Okay, have a great day. Bye now.
Now, this episode may be over, but our relationship does not have to end here. Head on over to KimberlyBrock.com. And yes, you can get more valuable information for your journey. And you know what? You don't need to go through this alone. I would love to help you. Thank you so much and have a great day. Bye.